And he had gotten this guy to say that he would take it, would go, but he wasn't going to leave until the morning that they were going to bowl, Saturday morning, and drive on into Little Rock. Well, Charlie, this man that I was speaking of, the team here were to issue their invitation that night. They would have been in Little Rock that night at 7 o'clock to some sort of a banquet or something. Well, during the morning, anyway, after they found out, and one of the men lived well over on the other side of town where you couldn't get out, cross, or any way, you know, around about. So finally, Claude says, well, I'll leave and go get Howard and see if I can get over there to him. He called. They'd been phoning backwards and forwards. So he goes by and gets his brother. He could get that way over in the east part of Huntsville. He went by and got them, and then they had to go way over in northwest Huntsville, a part the way in northwest, but it was off of 72 over there. And he finally had to go all the way around the world, and he got over to Howard's. Well, before he got to Howard's, this man's wife had called, and the man had passed the stone, and he was going with him. If he could catch him, if not, he was going to fly.
My gosh, now he's really a dedicated bowler.
Well, she called and she says, Miss Heron, and I said, what? Has Chief gone yet? I said, well, yes. I said, they've been gone about long enough to get over to Howard Campbell's. I'll call him and see if I can get a hold of him. Well, would you please tell him to call me? Well, I called over there, and so I asked Howard. I said, Howard asked the phone. Well, I knew, of course, they hadn't gone, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, Howard, has Claude gotten there? And he says, well, wait, Miss Heron, I think Chief's driving up in front right now. Well, Claude came in, and I told him what Charlie's wife had said. So he calls her, and here she is way back over here on the other side of Huntsville and can't get to the hospital over here to get Charlie out of the hospital.
Well, the town was just really... Listen, I saw the television of the mall. Which mall was it? The Governor's Drive? Governor's Drive comes into Memorial Park where everything was underwater? I know it was.
No, it was right across from Dunham's, I think. The worst part that you saw was right down here. It's where Dunham's Mall is. You come down and you turn on to Governor's Drive there.
Yeah, right.
It was Dunham's Mall. It didn't get up into the store, into Dunham's there. It did get into some of the parks there.
Some of them pretty deep there.
But in these little stores that are down low, they had just put in this little new women's shop there.
Yeah.
And they had finished it up, and honestly, it was all glass, and it just took everything.
Yeah.
And Claude said when they got back where they drove over here, I never did get out anywhere. I just stayed right at home. I said they told me not to try to come to the library because down in front of the fire department there were some of the cars down there underwater.
Underwater completely. I saw that on television, yeah.
Well, anyway, to make a long story short, they finally got Charlie out of the hospital about 11 o'clock, and they left at 12,
and
some of the other bowlers had already said that they were going, and they could go to Nashville and go across from Nashville to Little Rock.
Now, that's some really dedicated bowlers, I think.
Well, believe you me, they'll go far and near to bowl.
What are some of the creeks around here, names of some of the creeks?
Pinhook Creek.
Pinhook?
Mm-hmm. And Indian Creek. Pinhook Creek is this creek that you see, that you cross coming in.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right there at Dunham's Mall. You know, that was the worst part. I mean, one of the worst places.